We've just heard the news that Terry Flanagan and your fight isn't going to happen on the 12th of September, as expected. Your initial reaction to that? You must be gutted.
Yeah, I'm sick about it, but I know it's being postponed to a later date, and it's just, you've got to get on with it. Just got to. I don't believe he's saying he's pulled an injury in training, but I'm not having that. I think he knows that it's going to be my time, and he's putting it off as much as he can, and it's time to get me to burn my body out, but it's not going to happen. I know when the new date's rescheduled. When the new date's rescheduled, which I'm sure it'll be rescheduled this week, I'll be right back in training, ready to do the job, and I'll have a week off now with my family, spend some time. But as I say, I'm gutted. It's happened to me three times now. It's three world title fights all being postponed, and you know, but things in life happen for a reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, this does seem to be happening time and time and time again. Rishar Abril, another one that never happened because of the injury. You must be, as you say, you are sick of it happening, and there's nothing you can do about it, which is the most frustrating thing.
No, that's it. I'm absolutely devastated, not just for me, but for my fans and everyone who's, you know, supporting me from being someone that's first-time professional. I've been all over the country, even as an amateur, all over the world to watch me, and I wanted to win a world title for them. But, you know, it'll come again. I believe it will. I think we're going to reschedule for 6 weeks' time, and you know, then it's about knuckling down again, getting my mind on the job, and getting that belt won. So not just for me, but for the city of Liverpool.
Have you spoke to Terry, or how did the news get delivered to you?
No, I was just about to start my last sparring session at camp. I've had all my sparring partners over from all over the place come in. I've paid sparring out of my own money, and you know, and now. Right, I'm about to see my last spar. I just got the news off my manager that Flanagan's injured, which, you know, it's devastating, and I'm sick and gutted. But listen, there's other people worse off all over the world. There's people at war, and you know, I've got to count myself lucky in that way. But in a boxing point of view, it's the worst thing what can happen to a fighter. And you know, I've got to brush it to one side, and my man, not worth crying over spilt milk, and just move on.
Do you think it is mind games from him then? You perhaps alluded earlier.
I think it is. I think it is, and I think it's pathetic what he's doing. I know that his trainer's had a shoulder injury. He's been had an operation before Christmas, so I know he hasn't been doing no much training with him. I believe that he's a lot heavy. He looks massive. He looks heavy as the heaviest I've ever seen a lightweight. And then, all of a sudden, he's hurt his leg, and now he's trying to get the fight in Manchester, but the fight won't happen in Manchester. The fight won't happen in Liverpool Echo Arena, and we're just waiting for the date to be announced.
So what do you do now then for the next few weeks? Because as you say, you must have been almost ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've got a check weigh in Friday as well of the WBO World Organization, and they were going to check my weight and see everything was smooth, everything's perfect. Now I just have a week off, spend some time, put on some more nutrients back into my body, and then we go again. I come back out. I'm going to go fly home from Spain now to my family in Liverpool, and then next week I'll fly back out.
Just finally then, your message to Terry after what's happened then, and your message to the Liverpool public who were so desperate to see you play. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a few weeks down the line now, but you still, I'm sure, believe that you've got what it takes to win that world title.
Yeah, I'm just gutted that, you know, sorry for everyone who's bought tickets, booked hotels. I've got 100 people coming from the Isle of Man who've booked flights, paid for hotels as well. I've got people coming from Ireland, from Spain, all over the place, and you know, they spent well in good money what they've worked hard to get. I'm sorry for all them who's done that. And if Terry is genuinely injured, I wish him all the luck in the world and get him back healthy. But I don't think he is. I think he's trying to play mind games, and they're not going to work with me. I'm too experienced for that.